fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains in the Missouri Ozarks on Saturday, the 29th day of October, 2005. A beautiful, sunny, warm afternoon in the Ozark Mountains. I hope it's a pleasant day where you are. I'm not aware of any hurricanes hitting the country at the moment. I'm not sure what we're up to now. We're up to Tropical Storm Beta last time I checked. Lots of things going on in the news. I've got a stack of news stories here in front of me. Down in Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim country, by the way, an island nation, 3 teenage Christian girls were beheaded. Teenage girls. And a 4th one seriously wounded while walking to school. Ladies and gentlemen, if you believe, if you think that what's going on involving Muslims versus the rest of the world is not religious, wake up and smell the coffee. Wake up and smell the coffee. The Islamic religion converts by force and threat of force. That is the way the Islamic religion converts people, by force and threat of force. It has always been that way, beginning with their founding father, Muhammad. Now, prior to using force and threat of force, his religion he wanted to start wasn't going anywhere quickly. Once he started using force and threat of force to convert people to his new religion of Islam, only then did people start converting under threat of death. I have a story here. It's a Associated Press story about the United States government getting ready to unveil their super flu strategy. We'll talk about that when we come back from the first break. Live call-in show. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was talking about this Associated Press story about superflu strategy for the U.S. government, which leads me into the health tip of the week. You need to work on, build on, and improve your immune system. I'm sure, without a doubt, everyone listening to the sound of my voice could have and should have an improved immune system over and above what it is at this moment in time. Now, how do you do that? First of all, if you think you can go to your local pharmacy and buy anything over the counter, any kind of vitamin or mineral or supplement that will be of any benefit, I think you're fooling yourself. That's my opinion. Rather than that, I'm going to encourage you to seek out the advice of a healthcare professional, probably a chiropractor, could be an osteopath, someone who has more training in nutrition than medical doctors get in medical school. Seek out that person, find that person, have them analyze your situation, and have them make specific recommendations for you and your health, given your age, your health history, and so forth. And then, most likely, that person, I'm not recommending any specific line of vitamins or minerals or supplements, that person will probably have access to a line that they're comfortable with as being a good product line. Because I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, unless you're growing your own organic food, you really don't have a clue what you're buying at the store. get the necessary vitamins, minerals, and supplements to supplement and maintain and acquire a better immune system, while at the same time going to the trouble to get the freshest fruit and produce you can for your family. Find a source of beef and poultry that you know for a fact is a fresh source, where they don't pump up the beef and pump up the poultry with all these different chemicals to make them grow faster, growth hormones and so forth. And, of course, last and not least, be sure you have a source of pure drinking water, unadulterated by the government. Do not drink the government water. In a few rare cases, you might live in a small community where your community pumps well water and does not tamper with it before it's delivered to people's homes. It's highly unlikely. It's almost always got chlorine in it. Of course, the chlorine, if you just set a jug of chlorine on the counter, a pitcher of chlorinated water, the chlorine will evaporate in a matter of a few hours. Sodium fluoride, of course, is a different topic, and we're not going to address that today. The book of the week, I mention this frequently, I'm going to mention again, available from rbnlive.com, Emergency Survival Communications. I am the precinct captain of our local neighborhood watch here where I live down in the Missouri Ozarks. We had our neighborhood watch meeting two nights ago. The topic of communications came up, and one of my neighbors, this guy, he means well. His knowledge is limited, pretty much average. He thinks you can go to Radio Shack and pick up some Citizens Band equipment and be ready to communicate. Well, not really, quite frankly. Citizens Band equipment, what we in the ham community call 11-meter equipment, can be effective if it's done right. The odds of buying a 11-meter or CB equipment from Radio Shack and being able to effectively communicate more than 2 or 3 miles is slim to none. Being able to effectively communicate with any privacy whatsoever with CB equipment, well, that's simply not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Firearms tip of the week. I know that there's a lot of gun guys and gun gals listening to the sound of my voice with varying levels of proficiency. You might have one old 303 Enfield in the closet, or you might have two or three gun safes full of excellent equipment. But I can sit here and tell you, without even knowing you, that almost none of you have spare parts for even one firearm. The springs, the ejectors, the firing pins, the things that break, routinely break on any firearm. I don't care if it's a $100 Springfield or Enfield or a $5,000 specialty rifle. Springs break. Firing pins break. Rear sights break. Especially on my favorite rifle, the M14. It's one of the most vulnerable parts of the M14, M1A, is the rear sight. It's a rather thin piece of metal stamping. You drop it on a hard surface from 3 or more feet, it's probably going to bend it or break it. Spare parts, ladies and gentlemen. If you have firearms to defend your life, to defend the lives of your loved ones, especially if you're going to be doing this long-term without access to getting spare parts at some future date, now is the time to do it. If you don't know how to, go to find a competent gunsmith. They will help you get the spare parts. You can put them in a little Ziploc bag with a little preservative in there, a little WD-40, something like that, CLP. Put it away for a rainy day. The second part of the firearms tip of the week, in my opinion, if you think at some future date you might want to own a 50 caliber Browning rifle, you'd better be getting it. In my opinion, that door, that window, will be closing in the not-too-distant future. We've already seen some feelers out in the media demonizing these particular rifles. I think at some future date, acquisition of these firearms and the ammunition that goes with them will be very, very difficult, if not next to impossible. Word to the wise. There's a gentleman, a researcher, he's not a seismologist, named Stan Deo. He publishes pretty much every day at Stan Quayle's website. There's a summary on the 29th, that's today, of the earthquakes he's predicted going back to October 28th, just the last few days. He's predicted a bunch of earthquakes going back to about the 25th. And we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, must be 10 or 12, without counting them in any detail, maybe a few more earthquakes that this man has predicted happening within 24 to 72 hours of their actual occurrence. Now, that, ladies and gentlemen, I think is phenomenal. It's my personal belief, based on what I know about seismology, which is limited. This man is on to something. I think that if you have concerns about these earth changes and about earthquakes, you might be well advised to visit Steve Quayle's website and check out what Mr. Deo has to say about earthquakes. An article here also on Quayle's website has been published other places. I'm trying to see what the source is. The source is a website called Space Daily, and they're quoting these scientists as saying that 10 to 30% of global warming might be due to increased solar output. Well, gee whiz, 10 to 30%, how about 95%? Come on, guys, wake up and smell the coffee. They talk about El Nino. Where do they think the ocean gets its energy to warm up? Global warming is 95% a result of increased energy from our sun. If 1%, if one half of 1% is due to human activity, I'd be shocked. 95% is due to solar activity. I had a great week. I don't know about you all out there. Very productive week, doing things for my clients, helping them reach their goals. I'm on standby for jury duty this coming week. That ought to be a real hoot. I may end up being the man in the courtroom with more experience for more years doing more serious trial preparation than either the judge or either one of the two attorneys. If I get picked for a jury, it'll be the first time in my adult life that I've ever sat on a jury. I'm looking forward to it. If it happens, it'll be a great experience. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 800-313-9443. Well, unless you've been living in a cave, you know that a high-ranking member of the Bush administration, a man whose last name is Libby, L-I-B-B-Y, is now under indictment, facing a maximum jail term of 30 years regarding the matter of this undercover CIA agent having her identity revealed publicly and the attempts within the Bush administration, I almost said Nixon administration, showing my age here, the attempts within the Bush administration to conceal this event and how it all came about. Now, a week ago today, there was some speculation about other people who may be indicted. There's a lot of rumors flying. There's no point. It serves no purpose, ladies and gentlemen, to get too caught up in speculation over who may or who may not be on the next list of indictments coming from that grand jury. It's going to happen, and we have no control over it. And when it happens, we'll observe it and we'll comment on it then. Stay tuned. Call our numbers 800-313-9443.
it's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I really look forward to visiting with all of you each week at this time. It's really one of the highlights of my week. It's unfortunate it's only 1 hour. This hour just flies by. It seems like there's never time to cover everything that we get started talking about. The hysteria over this bird flu continues. I don't have easy access to watching television. However, when I do, and I see these news programs, it's fascinating to watch a map of Europe, for example, and they'll have the countries that have confirmed cases of bird flu, a different color, and we all get to watch the progress as these countries turn color as the disease marches west with these migrating birds. A slow buildup to create hysteria. What else could they be doing? I mean, let's be real here. We have less than 70 people deceased from bird flu in Asia every year in the United States. Just the United States, we have over 30,000 people die from some form of flu-related illness. Typically, these people have had flu shots, and typically they die from pneumonia related to getting the flu. There is not, that we know of, there is not a form of bird flu at this moment in time transmittable between humans. There's been some speculation that this could have happened once or twice, but that's all it is. We have the news media beating the drums of hysteria. I believe, if I heard correctly, the outfit that manufactures Tamiflu in Switzerland has ordered shipments to the United States discontinued except to the government. They started noticing massive stockpiling on the part of various private sector organizations that had the wherewithal to do so. They're still shipping orders to the United States government, but they've discontinued, at least temporarily. I believe they said until the flu season really gets going in earnest, they've discontinued shipping to these private sector customers. Panic over something that does not exist. Panic over something that may exist at some future date, a month or 2 months or 3 months in the future, that quite frankly poses a threat for the most part to those under 5 years of age and those over 70 years of age and people in between that have a compromised immune system. The same age groups, by the way, and the same people at risk every season for the flu. Personally, John Moore is not going to get a flu vaccine shot. That's not going to happen. I am personally acquainted with people who are permanently physically disabled due to flu shots. Their life has been holy hell for decades because of voluntarily taking flu shots. Now, this cowboy is not going to do that. Thank you very much. I've had the flu. It's no fun. I'm sure most people have had the flu at some point. The best defense, in my opinion, is to have a strong immune system. Now, if a pandemic does commence, you're going to find a lot of people, and I'll probably be doing it to a certain extent myself, who will do a self-imposed quarantine and isolate themselves from masses of people. Now, that's just being smart. And the more financial resources you have, the better you can accomplish this, to the point of living on a boat or living on an island, which, of course, would be about as isolated, about as good a self-imposed quarantine as you could come up with. And we have our first caller, Ralph in Oklahoma. Are you there, sir?
Yes, hello, Don.
Hello.
Glad you're back. He said you had been on for the second week now, I guess, back on.
I thought it was a third, but regardless,
third,
I'm back.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, glad you're back. At Neocon Gal on, you had a whole different idea about the flu, sound like, than you did. You put a lot of credence in the, what is the CFR magazine there?
Foreign Affairs?
Yeah.
What about Foreign Affairs?
Well, she put a lot of her credence into that. She used a lot of that for her information and all.
Who is this? I'm not sure who you're talking about.
The lady that took your place the first hour for a while on 12-160, and then she got the whole hour. And,
well, here's the thing about that publication. First of all, if you're an insomniac, I worked for an attorney who used to subscribe to it, and he finally let his subscription go. But if you're an insomniac, Ralph, That's the publication you want.
Yeah.
It will put you to sleep.
Right.
I mean, it is the most boring, dry collection of articles every month that you would ever want to read.
Behind the
with that as a caveat, I mean, what you read in Foreign Affairs is frequently, and there's a track record going back three or four decades, what you read in Foreign Affairs frequently becomes public policy 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years in the future.
Oh, yeah. Well, when we find out who's behind the whole thing and who's behind the Tamiflu, you know who's got controlling interest, don't you, on the manufacturing?
Well, the Swiss pharmaceutical company. Hold on through the break, Ralph.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity with several delicious varieties including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
We have arms the time in the world.
Well, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have all the time in the world. We've got about 27 minutes is what we have. Ralph, are you still there?
Oh, yeah. That was about all I had, but You kind of rang a bell for me when you said the only flu you had was by way of a flu shot, or that's what it sounded like anyway. And that's
I have friends who have gotten flu shots 30 years in the past, and they've been sick ever since.
Oh yeah. The only case of flu I ever had was in the military, and it was right after their flu shot. And I have since developed MS, and from some of their other ridiculous shots, they gave me 2 days apart, smallpox, which gives me now a series of four, which the first one, the first scratch, was supposed to immune you for life from smallpox.
Right.
I got another one by accident wrestling with a guy that just had one, and then they come along. But those weren't 2 days apart like the military. And,
right.
Anyway, I'm with you on that. Everybody I know that gets them, they get it the next day. All right.
Thank you, Ralph.
I'm glad you
appreciate it.
It's good on this frequency, if that means
anything. That's 11.920?
Yeah. No,
okay.
No, no.
Great.
11.915. 12.16 was bad for me. Well, I'm mad anyway, but this
I couldn't get it here. I haven't tried this new one yet.
Yeah, this 11.15 is stout. It's good. Thank you, John.
Okay, thank you. I guess I'm not sure what frequency I'm on. Maybe my engineer here can give us a hand. 11.915. Okay. That's the frequency. That's real helpful to know that. Well, this flu thing, ladies and gentlemen, is just now getting cranked up. I mean, we've been hearing it now pretty much every day for several months. But quite frankly, the traditional, what we think of the flu season, really hasn't even got here yet. The flu season typically being December, January, February, the cold winter months. So, in my opinion, they're building hysteria, they being the media, the powers that be, as we frequently call them, building hysteria so that they can, they being the powers that be, can accomplish whatever goals it is they choose to. I want to comment just a minute on one of our advertisers we were listening to on the break there, Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Guide, the report, Citizens Commission on 9/11, published by the Idaho Observer. Now, I've got a copy of this Artificially Sweetened Times. It's not a big publication, however, it is jam-packed with excellent information, excellent documentation about the harmful effects of all, without exception, all artificial sweeteners. I think I mentioned on the air a week or two ago how shocked I was to visit the home of a friend of mine. In fact, he's just a couple hundred feet from me as I'm speaking. Visiting his home, he's a medical doctor, his wife is a nurse, and to see the artificial sweetener Splenda on their table being offered to their guests, I was shocked. We talked about it briefly, but that was that. They know it's bad. They think it's not as bad as some of the others. Well, it is. Get a hold of a copy of the artificially flavored times, excuse me, and you can learn that for yourself. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Excuse me. I didn't mean to cough in your ears there, ladies and gentlemen. It kind of crept up on me. If you haven't seen my website in a while and you would like to visit it, you're certainly welcome to. It is thelibertyman.com. You'll see my bio, my photograph. I've got some interesting things to look at there. A couple of videotapes that I produced myself, copying my book for sale, and a collection of 10 different firearms-related videos, all professionally produced and duplicated, ready for you to check out. I picked out 10 of the ones I thought are the best ones for people interested in acquisition and knowledge of the firearms most suited for protecting innocent life and protecting property. That's a big part of what I'm about and a lot of what I talk about here on this show. Preparedness, protecting innocent human life, protecting property. My team, my private security team, all got together as a group, as a team for the first time this past week. Quite a collection of men. They bring a tremendous amount of skills and expertise to the table, all over the map, literally all over the map in terms of high-level expertise in the areas that will allow us to do the things we're going to do. We're looking right now at helping the private sector and the public sector both to be better prepared to meet and defeat terrorist threats, especially to critical infrastructure. We're looking to become what's called an opposing force, where we would be brought in specifically to do a test to find out the vulnerabilities of whatever it might be. It might be a coal-fired electric plant, for example, and determine what can be learned by doing a surveillance, determine the weak points of the facility, and then possibly doing a staged event where we would pretend to be the bad guys and attempt to defeat their security system and gain entry into the facility as a learning and training exercise for the men and women that work at that facility. Doing an after-action report to teach and educate everybody as to what the vulnerabilities are and then how to change and upgrade their security so those vulnerabilities will no longer exist. It'll be a lot of fun. It's going to be a work in progress. It may be January or February before we actually do anything in the real world. However, it's a fun project just putting together and working with these men and seeing the excitement that is being generated by this opportunity to help our country be safer. I don't know what's going on with these tropical storms. In the past 2 days, I've been incredibly busy. If anybody's got an update, I know we were at Tropical Storm Beta last time I checked. If any listeners have more of an update as to whether Tropical Storm Beta has become a hurricane or not, I don't know. I've been so busy, I haven't had time to check. Is there another storm after that being generated? I don't know that either. Possibly there is. The official hurricane season goes on, I believe, for about another 4 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. Although I'm hearing rumblings from the scientific community about how the hurricane season, the official hurricane season, may be extended some period of time, several weeks possibly. Fascinating times. Things are changing and changing rapidly in many, many different areas. That same outfit, our advertiser here, the IdahoObserver.com, they were talking about income tax. It's a fascinating area, federal income tax. There's a lot of information out there, some of it accurate, some of it, quite frankly, is smoke and mirrors, and all it's going to do is get you in trouble. Here's what I recommend to people if they truly want to know. The answers are at your local library, and they're in the tax code. You don't need to be buying anybody's books. I'm not here to sell you a book. Go to your local library, to the reference department, and pick up a copy of the Internal Revenue Tax Code. Open up the tax code to the following section. The section would be the index at the front of the book, the index. Some books have the index at the back. This index is at the front. Go to the L's, the L as in Lima section of the index. And there you will find A through Z, every tax for which a person or a corporation could ever be liable for in the section of liability in the index. And here's what you won't find, ladies and gentlemen. You will not find a section for income tax under liability. Now, that might be shocking, it might be surprising, it might be distressing, but that is, in fact, what you won't find. You will not find a section for income tax in the liability section of the index of the Internal Revenue Service Code Book. It is not there. It simply does not exist. And I missed the name of the next caller. I think is it Ron? Ron in Texas. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind this afternoon?
Well, the last caller you had on, he mentioned that he got sick after injections that the government gave him. And
go ahead. Yeah.
No, make your comment.
That was military. And we, quite frankly, Ron, I went through the same shot series. Almost everybody got sick because what they did was they lined us up. And within a period of just a few minutes, you got cholera, plague, diphtheria. I mean, you got all these vaccines all at the same time.
Right. So you create this big cocktail, and God knows what synergistic response takes place. Now, I was talking to one of my customers. He was a vet during 60s and 70s, and they gave him the swine flu injection, and he could not get his paycheck, and neither could his fellow soldiers until they got the injection. Now,
here's the way that works, Ron. You know, he was probably in his late teens and early 20s when he was experiencing this. These young men, and it was almost all young men then, of course, very few women, they simply don't know how the system works. And it takes very little threat for a youngster who doesn't know how the system works to get them to comply. And that's all that was. That was a hollow threat. It worked because the veteran you were talking to didn't know any better.
Probably.
Oh, well, that's all it was. It was a hollow threat that they could not back up. And it worked. It was effective, and probably 999 out of 1,000 young men would go along with the program. Oh, my goodness, I have to get this injection because he won't pay me otherwise.
Now,
well, that's
you,
a hollow threat that they could
seen
not
the
back
movie
up.
Have you seen the movie Beyond Treason? Or heard
I have
of it?
Not.
Have you heard of it?
I have not.
I would definitely recommend checking it out. You can get a free copy by faxing a copy of your DD Form 214 or some document that states that you were a veteran. You can contact the Power Hour. I have two copies.
Oh, yeah, I know, Josh. Yeah.
Yeah, it's extremely powerful. There's another thing you were just talking about, the hurricanes. A website that just popped up was Ultra Teslan, ULTRATESLAN.com. And it's a site that just popped up, and it's based in Canada, and it's interesting weather modification documentation.
Well, it's true that they can take these hurricanes. I don't believe they have the ability right now to create a hurricane, but I do believe they have the ability to move it where they choose and to make it stronger or make it weaker. I don't believe they can actually create it out of thin air yet.
No, I don't think they can, but once it's formed off of the coast of Africa, initially the technology, the way I understand it, was to help prevent the damage that we've seen in the Gulf Coast and in Florida. And supposedly powers have got a hold of this, and maybe the shadow government, and guided these storms in. I mean, I talked to you about a month ago, and I mentioned that I got some footage of Cheney calling this the Katrina exercise. And if this is all manufactured, it's extremely vile.
Well, of course it is, and I think the scientists, the credentialed scientists who I respect the most in this area would be Professor James McCanney. And Professor McCanney is a credentialed scientist. I'm not.
How do you spell it?
Professor McCanney believes that they're using human technology, man-made technology, to manipulate these storms.
I mean, just the way Katrina exploded from a Cat 3 to Cat 5 overnight was just incredible, you know?
Well, it was very, very bizarre.
Yeah.
And Wilma did the same thing. Wilma did something even more spectacular. It went from a brand new Category 1 to a Category 5 in less than 24 hours.
Yeah, yeah, just before it hit the Yucatan. I mean, it was just amazing. It was just like on steroids. It's just
absolutely
phenomenal what's going on right now.
Absolutely.
There's no precedence for these storms. I don't know. It's just so bizarre. Well, it's good to hear that you're back. And
okay. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Who's our next caller? Say again. Elizabeth, go ahead.
Hi, John. I'm really glad you're back, too. I wish it was 2 hours, but if one's all I can get, that's all right.
Well, tell station management. I can't make them give me 2 hours.
Well, I'm going to do that. I just wondered if I got a book recently that's very interesting. I don't know if it would interest you or not, but it's Life from Plants to Animals to Us. And it tracks the biological warfare attempts. It gives a history of it, and it documents everything and gives the government patents and things of that nature.
Okay.
I find it fascinating. And I just wanted you to know it existed.
And the title of the book is Life from Plants to Animals
Life
to Us.
Life from Plants to Animals to Us. I think you have to send to a specific address for it. I don't think it's available on
Who's the author? Do you know, Elizabeth?
It's Don and William Scott.
William Scott? Okay.
Are you familiar with Don Scott at all?
I think he's the researcher who got in big trouble a few years ago over all this, if I remember correctly.
Yes. You're right. This is probably the reason.
Well, in my opinion, he was doing a public service and warning all of us about these threats.
Right. Uh-huh.
And,
but it documents. I don't believe anything until I can document it, and I have been able to do that with respect to that, unfortunately. Kind of hope that
I
wouldn't.
Oh, yes. These biological threats are very real.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you.
Okay, and thank you for your call. We have a break. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. As usual, this hour has flown by. We got one caller, and we'll do well to address his matter. And Jim from Texas, are you there, sir?
I am, John. How are you doing?
Outstanding. What's on your mind today?
I heard you talking about the income tax, and I just wondered if you were familiar with Larkin Rose's trial that he just recently had, and if you knew his wife had one coming up in regards to all that.
I have a friend that sends me updates. I don't get a chance to read them all. I get such a volume. You have a quick update for us?
Not really, other than the fact that he lost his case. He's appealing it, and his wife has yet to go to trial, so that should be coming up soon.
Right.
But
right.
Yeah, maybe folks check out 861evidence.com.
Well, let me tell you, Jim, if you're charged and end up in their court. They will not allow. Now, there might be exceptions, but to my knowledge, the judge will not allow the book, the income tax code book, to be introduced as evidence.
Sure,
if they did, and if you know what's, say again.
Yeah, you're right. The jury is usually not allowed to look at the law.
If it's the that's the best piece of evidence right there is the tax code itself. It simply isn't there. I mean, the beginning point. How can you even have a charge somebody with something without a beginning point? The beginning point is liability, and it simply isn't there. You know, there's lots of books you can. And I'm not selling any books here.
Right.
I'm encouraging people just go to the local library and look in the index of the code book. It simply isn't there. There is no liability for income tax. It doesn't exist. It's a fraud. It's smoke and mirrors. And we have tens of millions of people every year that voluntarily sit down thinking in good, you know, in their mind that they have a liability when in fact they don't. And of course the tax professionals, if they really are tax professionals, they know exactly what you and I are talking about, that the liability simply isn't there. But they're not about to talk about it.
You're exactly right. It's a shame.
It is. It is. It's the biggest fraud perpetrated on a country, probably, in the history of mankind. People paying taxes they're not liable for. It's incredible. Absolutely
never would
incredible.
Think that it would happen until you study it a little bit and realize how easy it is.
Well, you grow up. I mean, you know, when I was 7 or 8 years old, I became aware that once a year my father would sit down with this massive mechanical adding machine for a better part of a week, adding up all these receipts and things that he'd saved over the past year. And, of course, if my dad thought there was a liability for tax, there had to be, because he knew everything, right? When you're 8 years old, that's you know your father knows everything. I was, you know, well into adulthood, and I would say in my mid to late 40s before I came to realize the whole thing was smoke and mirrors. I mean, it's incredible. It really is.
Well, I know. I guess you got to wind down your show, so I'll let you have your last few minutes. Hey, thanks for addressing
that. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
It is the last few minutes, and another hour has gone by. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the most important part of being prepared for hard times is spiritual preparation. We know this from the example of the POW camps, where you have all these young men of more or less equal situations. Some live and some die. Eating the same food, exposed to the same conditions. The ones who live more often than not are the ones with a strong spiritual background, strong spiritual beliefs. Get your spiritual house in order, whatever that means for you. Come to an accommodation with your Maker. That's the best and most valuable thing you can do. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great week. You all be safe out there, and God bless America.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.